Give me my bear.
It's mine.
No, it's mine.
Yes, it is.
You're so spoiled.
I don't even want it anymore.
Fine, I don't either. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Man, I tell you, was I angry or what? That just didn't look good now, did it? Let's talk about that anger. Man, I was so angry. You see, let me get my people up here. Come on, come on. Everyone who's participating. They're back there. Okay. This is the way. It never goes perfect, but. Okay, so let's see. We seem to think that anger is a bad emotion, right? We humans have so many emotions that God has gifted us with. But the anger emotion is known to be as the bad one, isn't it? But let me tell you, it is only when we misuse it. You see, I grew up believing that anger is a bad emotion. But the more my relationship grew with God, I began to believe quite the opposite. I began to see that there are two kinds of anger: sinful anger and righteous anger. And it's important to know the difference, you know? Thankfully, God's word showcases both kinds of anger and sets it clear for being ticked off. So let's take a look at them both. Sinful anger. It centers around self. I, and me, like me and Latrifa did. This typically results when we are feeling hurt, disappointed, betrayed, and even rejected. You see, I was recently betrayed by a close friend, which led me screaming out angry words and harsh treatment. Sorry to say, my anger was anything but righteousness. And yes, at my age, I'm still learning to hate the sin and not the sinner. You see, sin anger, it separates us from God. It makes us focus on self instead of godly grief over evil. It takes away even our desires to pray, doesn't it? It does. There's a real enemy out there, and his name is Satan, and he loves to take advantage of our unresolved anger. He causes all these emotions out here. But you know, there is such a thing as righteous anger. Now, righteous anger is being angry at the things that make God angry. That's right. It's righteous anger. It is when we are angry about the things that make God angry. When it comes to anger, the righteous part should always go first, because God's anger is a byproduct or a result of his righteousness. Righteous anger is when we take our anger to God first. When we join in with his anger over evil, like, you know, abuse, trafficking, racism, adultery, and even oppression. If something angers God, we should be angered as well. So, you know, don't allow yourselves to become angry over things that don't make God angry. Bear good fruit, you know, like faith, love, and justice. Refuse to be offended. Ask God to give you a heart after his, and then ask how he would like you to use that beautiful heart that he has given you. Now see, we cannot claim our anger is righteous if it does not line up with God's word and his characters. So you guys, what we always want to do is bear good fruit. Faith, love, and justice. And there are such things as being okay with anger. And those are the things that make God angry. Do you know that sometimes I can get so angry like I did earlier with my sister over little bitty things? You know, when we hear about things like trafficking and abuse, we go, oh, that's so sad. But when someone takes our bear, we go, oh, I'm so angry. And it should actually be the opposite. We should be angry about things that are worldly out there instead of simple things, okay? So there's righteous anger, which means to be angry about the things that God is angry about. And then there's that sinful anger. Oh, don't cry. You're so beautiful. He said he didn't like the sinful anger part. I don't blame you. So that sinful anger is when we're not supposed to be angry about little bitty things, okay? Would anybody like to pray? Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and please bless this Sabbath, and please help us to be good, and don't get mad at that sinful anger, and please bless us, and please help us to be good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.